This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston's plan for $315 million in federal recovery funds from last year's storms has been delayed by a week. The delay comes amid disagreement over the amount set aside for home repair under Mayor John Whitmire's current proposal. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports the administration is focused on resiliency at city facilities.
The proposal sets aside only $50 million for home repair, despite finding about $230 million in unmet housing needs in the aftermath of the storms. Councilmember Letitia Plummer delayed the vote by 1 week and says she'll introduce an amendment to help more people with damaged homes.
They need to get their houses repaired. Right now, people are living every single day in squalor because of issues that they dealt with.
Under the current plan, the bulk of the funds would go towards backup power generators at city facilities. Housing Committee Chair Tiffany Thomas also introduced an amendment to divert $50 million from that initiative towards home repairs. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
The battleship Texas, America's sole surviving battleship to have served in both World Wars, has found a new home in the port of Galveston. Anthony Brown is with the Galveston Wharves Board.
Overall, I think we got to a good win-win for the port, for the community, and I think for the battleship Texas.
The board approved an operating agreement to dock the ship between cruise terminals at Pier 15. The battleship Texas is currently docked undergoing repairs and will relocate to its new home by next year. Expect another hot day today, high of around 98 degrees. With the humidity, it could feel closer to around 104 later this afternoon. It'll cool down tomorrow, though, thanks to heavy rain from a system in the Gulf. That system is looking like it won't develop into a tropical storm. The National Weather Service is still keeping the probability of that happening at 10%. That's the same as yesterday. And in sports, the Astros have now won 4 games in a row. They beat the Diamondbacks 4-3 yesterday, extending their lead over the Mariners for first place in the American League West Division. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.